cruising in French Polynesia. We sailed on the Windstar cruise in French Polynesia. On a 7-day cruise, we stopped on 6 different islands, including 2 days in Bora Bora. The cruise ship has a crew of 99 and 74 staterooms for 150 passengers. This ratio ensures exceptionally personalized service, and you get to know pretty much everyone else on the ship. The crew members learn everyone's name pretty quickly, and, especially, in our case, we got custom orders for vegetarian food of our choice regularly. Day 1, Papeete. We reached Papeete Airport early morning and took a local bus to Papeete. We left our bags with Windstar while we checked the local market in Papeete. Nothing outstanding, but it is an excellent way to kill time. Also, Papeete markets are most reasonably priced compared to the other islands. Therefore, if you want to buy something, buy it here. One can easily rent a scooter or a car. Some automatic transmissions are available as well, and make a trip around the island. Given the small number of passengers on the ship, onboarding was an extremely smooth experience. Papeete Market. View of Papeete from the ship. Day 2, Moorea. We did a half-day kayaking tour, which included kayaking to a Motu islet, and snorkeling in the coral garden around it. Unfortunately, due to bad weather, we could not kayak further until the stingrays and sharks. The coral gardens were amazing. They are much better than the ones in Hawaii and similar or better than the ones in the Caribbean. Transparent kayak further adds to the charm of being able to sneak peek what's under you while kayaking. The kayaking spot is a bit far from the docking spot, Cook's Bay, and, therefore, do book transportation. Kayaking. On our way back, we checked out the local market in Maharepa. Feel free to skip a visit to Maharepa. The local tourist office does provide free Wi-Fi access. Password, E6DC5D69B8. Maharepa. Day 3, Raiatea. We rented a scooter and went around the island. We visited a few pearl farms which were closed due to the weekend. We checked out the Marae Taputa Paaudio, an ancient Polynesian temple, which is also a UNESCO heritage site. In hindsight, we should have gone to the Three Waterfalls hike. But by the time we finished driving around the island, it was too late in the day. Marae. Pearl Farm, at the edge of shallow water since shells are harvested in the deep water. Raiatea. Note, Raiatea was the only island on our trip where the ship docks. So, unlike a 10 to 15 minutes tender, one can go in and out of the ship. Day 4, Motumahia, Ta. We spend the day at Motumahia, a private island experience with tons of coral gardens nearby for snorkeling. This experience was the first of the Windstar's 2 private Motu experiences, which included beach chairs, beverages, lunch, and water activities, kayaking and paddle boating, on the Motu. Motumahia, Motumahia. Kayaking and paddle boating at Motumahia. Day 5, Bora Bora. We rented a motorboat from La Plage and steered it around the island, doing snorkeling and watching stingrays. Sailing gives you a good view of the island, and you get to learn to boat as well. I would recommend getting a boat license online beforehand so that you can rent a more powerful boat and go faster. Water bungalows of Bora Bora. A view of Bora Bora from our boat. Back on the ship, we checked out the water platform. Apart from swimming, one can do kayaking, paddle boating, wakeboarding, and water skiing here. Water platform. This was the Christmas Eve, and the crew sang Christmas Carol. Christmas Carol. We returned later at night to check the Bora Bora Island. It is mostly dead apart from a few small shops serving the locals. Night eatery at Bora Bora. Our cruise ship on Christmas Eve. Day 6, Bora Bora. Earlier in the day, we did a part of the hike to Mount Paya for the views. The full hike is hard to navigate without a guide. A view from the Mount Paya hike. We spent the rest of the day at Motu Tapu, another private motu rented by Windstar for their destination discovery event, which included dinner and cultural shows. Bora Bora as seen from Motu Tapu. Cultural show on Motu Tapu. Coconut peeling with teeth. Fire stunts. The show was mesmerizing, and in case you are not doing this cruise, I would highly recommend that you find an alternative way to have this experience as part of your itinerary. Day 7, Wahine. We did a half-day-long safari expedition of the island, which included a visit to Vanilla Farm, pearl farm, native fish traps, and a visit to the local sacred blue ideals of the island. Growing vanilla requires hand pollination and makes it a labor-intensive activity. That's why vanilla is the second most expensive spice after saffron. Vanilla farm tour. Pearl farming involves putting a small piece of the membrane from the donor shell, which, along with the mollusk, an irritant, is inserted into the gonad of the host shell. The membrane grows and covers the mollusk, forming the pearl. It takes about 18 months for the formation of a full pearl. And on every success, an even bigger mollusk is used to create a larger pearl from the same shell. A shell used for growing pearls in a pearl farm. Tahitians set fish traps up in the river, so fish is flowing with the flow of the water, enters the trap and gets trapped. The traps are porous enough for the water to leave, but the pores are not big enough for the fishes. Fish trap, can you spot the trapped fishes? The locals believe that the sacred eels of Wahine are supposed to be reincarnations of their dead loved ones. They don't kill or eat these eels. Sacred eels of Wahine. The lush green island of Wahine is seen from a lookout. We checked out the bridge, commanding room, of the ship in the evening. View from their bridge, commanding room. Alas, all good things do come to an end, and so did our cruise. The captain and the crew arrived and bid farewell in the evening. Goodbye from the crew.